Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Every day makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, yeah, you know, we need them. We need those strategies, don't we?
Oh, as long as we're living.
Yeah, those strategies for living. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And we are joined by one of our very favorite life strategists. She is Denisa Walker from Learning RX, Shreveport, Bossier City.
It's been too long.
Yeah, Denisa, where have you been?
Thanks for having me again.
Always.
Yeah, you've been.
Happy to have you.
You stay so busy.
Yeah,
you really do.
What it is. Jet setting, you got to go up to July and get the awards and
run in the world.
You just got to do those things.
The number one Learning RX center in the entire world.
Yeah.
That's something. That's something. Now, this center that we celebrate so much, that we are so blessed that you decided 17 years ago to plant right here in Shreveport, Bossier City. Celebrating an anniversary, right?
Yeah. So we have actually bypassed our anniversary, but we're having the party Friday.
Never too late to have a party.
Friday the 12th.
Celebrate all year.
Yep. We're going to have it on the 12th. We're going to party a little bit at Surge and just have a little good time celebrating.
Fantastic. All right. So lots of things to talk about today.
To catch up on.
Mm-hmm. We're not too far into the school year. If I'm calculating correctly, those progress reports are coming out very, very soon. And so you need everybody, parents and grandparents alike, pay close attention to what we're going to talk about today, because we're going to talk about the 17th anniversary. We're going to talk about Learning RX and how much it can mean to your student. We're also going to talk about neurodiversity today.
That's right.
So we've got a lot on our plate.
And we have a special.
Oh, okay. And a special. Right. That's right. Well, you don't ever come. You don't ever come without a special.
Bearing gifts.
There you go. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Denisa Walker from Learning RX, our life strategist today, right here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The RobinsonFilmCenter.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will, too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's officially welcome our life strategist. You know, 18 plus years ago, she was a superstar in the classroom. I'm talking about, you know, triple diamond.
Yeah.
Platinum teacher, right? And we are so blessed that Denisa Walker decided, I think Shreveport-Bossier, I think this area needs a learning RX. And she decided, why not? Why not me? And here we are today, the number one learning RX in the world. The executive director of it is Denisa Walker. Welcome back to Strategies for Living.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy it.
I tell you what, it is such an honor. You were, you know, when we went back on the air daily, you were one of the first phone calls that I made, and you've been with us ever since. And that was 2018, if I'm remembering correctly, a few years ago. So thank you. Thank you for being with us.
But more importantly, thank you for the impact you've made on the community.
And
even beyond the community, because we know.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Oh, our Learning RX reaches people in all states,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of them. We have several from Washington that had just graduated recently, and all over the country we do.
Yeah.
We have lots of them. We train virtually, so it doesn't matter where you live, you can still get brain training.
The buzzword, it seems today, is neurodiversity, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So
what do it mean?
Yeah, what does that actually mean? We hear it,
right?
You know, and it's one of those words that is becoming, we're hearing it so much lately.
It's almost pop.
Yeah.
Psychology.
So what is neurodiversity? Why is it important for all of us to have an understanding of it, Denise?
Well, neurodiversity basically means that everyone has a different way that we learn. And I honestly, in all of the years that I've been teaching and training and doing all this, 30 plus years, I've never seen two learners that learn exactly the same.
Right.
There's not,
right.
I mean, we can try to put them into boxes. And I think that's the reason why there's so much frustrations with, you know, public schools and certain curriculums that don't, you know, that don't fit boxes. And the reality is that learning is a diverse experience. Everyone has that. So neurodiversity means that there is an embracing of all of the different ways that we learn, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different terminology that come around. Brains are neurodiverse. They are different.
Right.
But when we start using the word that you have a neurodiverse brain, that means that you might learn differently. Specifically, the word is neurodivergent. Okay.
Okay.
So if you say, I have a neurodivergent brain, then that means I learn differently than the status quo.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of people that embrace the neurodivergent outlook, and they say, well, I love being different and learning different and functioning different, and I want to be different. And I don't want to be like everybody else. And they are very self-assured about that, secure in that. And that's where that's a neurodiversity that you embrace.
You learn to live
Then
with
you've
it
got and... some neurodivergent brains that they are not settled. They're set into trying to be like everybody else. They need to be like everybody else. They have that insatiable need, you know, to be able to fit in. And so that's when the learner needs a little help so that they can be more in the traditional network with everybody else, because they want to be a part of that typical environment.
But
here's the deal. All learning begins in the brain.
It does.
No matter what. And learning is the key. That's, you know, we're on the planet to learn and to grow.
Correct.
And so, you know, part of whether we're 7 years old, whether we're 70 years old, or we're 107 years old, we can we learn. Learning is learning is what we do. It's why we're here, right?
Yeah, just like we're here, you know, talking about strategies for living. Well, Learning RX gives strategies for learning.
Right.
We help students learn to learn and learn to love their own brain. Learn to love your brain.
Learning to learn that neurodivergent brain of, as you the point you're making, every single person. Is different in the way they approach learning.
I mean, you hear a lot of different terminologies, and I am doing a workshop on October the 8th. The Families Helping Families has asked me to do a workshop.
Great organization, by the way.
Oh, they're an amazing organization. I'm very blessed. They asked me to be on the board, and so I just got to join their board, and I'm very happy about that. But I am presenting about neurodiversity in all of the language, because the language becomes very confusing. You hear neurotypical, neuroatypical, you know, all the different language becomes very, very confusing. And to the person that's just grown up, you know, I just go to school and that's what I do. They don't understand.
Sure.
They don't understand all of the differences. But the reality is, we have moved into a world where there are more learning differences than there are learning commonalities.
And
that's why we have to embrace neurodiversity and helping each learner become an independent learner and who learns in their style.
And that's what sets Learning RX apart, because one-on-one customized brain training, I mean, it is an approach to help all of us learn and think and perform better.
Absolutely.
And that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah. No matter how old you are, you can always learn to learn. And that's one of the blessings that I have really seen in this experience. There's one young man who just blesses my heart, because he brought his son in, and his son had dyslexia, and he brought him in to help him get, and in the conversation of understanding that he wanted his son to be able to read, and he wanted his son to be able to not struggle like he did.
Right.
And I just asked him, why are you still struggling? It doesn't make sense.
So he
has started training himself, and he just was sharing. In fact, I posted his video on Facebook, but he was sharing how much it has changed his life, because, you know, being able to read and not to be dependent on anybody, even if you can read very slowly, methodically in a quiet room. I mean, you need to be able to embrace life.
That's the beauty of Learning RX, because when you do change your brain, you do change your life. You've got thousands through the years of stories. I mean, one day maybe we need to do about an 8-hour show, and you could tell
all the
stories, right? Because I mean, this works. One-on-one brain training works.
It does,
and the research backs it up. You've got a ton of reams of research to show it. But here's the deal: what really shows it is the smiles on the students' faces, the smile on parents' faces and grandparents' faces, and the smiles on teachers' faces.
Well, and the way it changes, the ripple effect that affects the whole family. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me is so powerful, because we know when one part of our body is hurting, our whole body hurts.
Right.
Yes. Well, one part of our family is hurting and struggling,
the whole system
hurts.
The
whole system is hurting. And so once you take away some of that pain, you know, level, and you're able to let them embrace who they are and learn in their learning way, and, you know, help them grow so that they can read and they can do math and they can write and they can do all of these wonderful things, the whole family breathes easier.
Yes.
And I love that. I really do. I love seeing that change is so dynamic for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it can be, we don't get a whole lot of snow around here. And we don't have a whole lot of mountains or hills,
right?
But it's like a snowball rolling down a hill.
Yes.
I mean, you can imagine, you can image that. And as your brain learns to learn, and in the way that Learning RX will help each and every person individually, in the way they do, you see the, you see that snowball pick up.
Yeah, and how many people that thought that they were never going to go to college? I mean, I think of Lauren Devlin. She's precious, and, you know, she's done a video, but she struggled with dyslexia, and now she's a teacher teaching how many thousands and understanding what they do. I mean, I know she's a newer teacher. She hadn't taught thousands yet, but, you know, she's teaching those families, and that's still, she understands what the struggle is, and so she can relate to the student who struggles more. Sure.
17 years, you have stories and students who back in the day were struggling, who are now MDs, who are now taking care of people. Now, we all know what it's like to get the rigors of getting into med school and staying in med school and becoming a doctor. But that's the bottom line.
Yeah. No, it is.
That's what can happen.
It's the ability to go back and do what you want to do so that there is nothing that you have to limit yourself. Your learning experience can be whatever you want it to be, because you learn to learn.
There you go.
That's the point.
318-797-8523. Now, we've already said, Denisa doesn't come here without bearing gifts. So 17th anniversary, I bet you have something to tell us.
Well, we normally do our assessment and consultation for $299. So that's a full cognitive test, a full academic test, and then time to interpret that and make a plan for your child or yourself. And so you're getting, you know, quite a bit for that one experience. But because it's our 17th anniversary, we're going to do $179.
Whoa.
So $179 is only being told on this radio station. So if you don't say Strategies for Living,
you're not going to get the $179.
All right. So you don't know it. Yeah.
797-8523. 318-797-8523. Special $179. Tell Denisa you heard it on Strategies. We'll be back. We've got much more to learn from our life strategist, Denisa Walker, today from Learning RX. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, our life strategist today, Denisa Walker, Learning RX, Shreveport, 318-797-8523. Very special. I mean, if you don't do anything else, take advantage of this. You're going to get so much information from this assessment.
And it's nice just to have a baseline.
Absolutely.
Right?
And with the assessment and the follow-up, you will know what you need to know about
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Way where you are right now and the way your brain works, and you'll get some recommendations going forward. There'll be a plan laid out to address whatever the assessment shows. So let's go back to the neurodivergent, the neurodiversity that you began to talk about, Denise. So what are the different, I mean, how does that show up? How does that neurodivergent, neurodiversity show up in the classroom? I hate to label, but there are some labels that people need to be aware of, right?
100%. Yeah. So we're actually September, October, we officially, it's October now for ADHD Awareness Month, but October is also Dyslexia Awareness Month. So we start becoming aware, and we're in the school season, and we start becoming aware of how difficult that it is. And 45% of children who have one have the other. So it's really, really prevalent that you see that you have learning differences that occur and that they are comorbid. That word sounds awful, but it really just means co-occurring.
They
occur together. So the reality is that a lot of times, especially when the parent is looking, they see a child who's inattentive. They see a child who's not wanting to tune in or avoiding the work. And so it's natural to say, okay, well, ADHD, we need to take them to the pediatrician. We need to put them on medication and these types of things. And this is what happens while we get a lot of our kiddos who really get missed in that pipeline is because they do get put on medication and they do get better in that area, but their reading skills is still hidden. And so we're getting that. Thankfully, the science of reading, our teachers are doing a much better job of, you know, identifying this now through the Dibbles and some of these other tools that we have. But the reality is we have kids in all different types of learning environments now. We have so many kids in private schools. We have so many kids in homeschools and
the homeschool population is growing leaps and bounds.
It's exploding everywhere. It is. It's really exploding everywhere. I tease and I say, everybody homeschools. You're just choosing where you're delivering your curriculum. At your house, at the public school, at the private school. You know, that's everybody is homeschooling at some point. But the reality is that these learning differences really, really do impact a child. And one of the things that as a dyslexia specialist and a reading specialist, my passion has always been with those who struggle with dyslexia and dysgraphia, dyscalculia, because this makes a difference in the way that we embrace the learning experience and the way that we see ourselves in the Children of the Code, not the corn, Children of the Code .org. There's a great website and it talks about mind shame. And mind shame is a reality experience that becomes emotional and psychological from the learning disability. So the learning difference.
And that happens pretty early.
Very early.
That shaming happens very early, and then the label gets reinforced inside. Oh, see, I can't. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well,
and
the interesting thing is we used to say it was around 8 or 9, but now that children are expected to begin reading in kinder, now they're in kindergarten, we're seeing more children come in already mind-shaming by the time they are ending kindergarten, moving into first grade. And that is very early in identification. In fact, a lot of schools, not all of ours, but a lot of the schools don't even recognize dyslexia or label a child with dyslexia until they're 9. And that's such a fallacy because children, I mean, you can identify a child with dyslexia as early as 4.5. I mean, when they start, you know, not being able to do it. And most common, I guess, determinant way is, you know, for you to be doing that with a functional MRI, but
right.
that's really difficult. You're not going to do that for a child.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So if you start and you're seeing, you know, things that are not the normal pattern of learning, you should get a baseline. You right. should find
and
out.
And what are some of those? That, yeah.
Well, I mean, this not direction. Directionality issues mm-hmm. is a big red flag.
Right.
Okay. Struggling okay. with your letters. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, kids should be, you know, they flip letters until second grade. They do struggle with that. Some right. children do flip yeah. letters, but not consistently. Okay.
Right.
They 80%, 90%, they become more efficient and more effective. Mm-hmm. But if the child's consistently flipping and not improving, that's a problem.
Right.
Okay. So,
right.
and I mean, a lot of times we do first steps. We get their eyes checked, you know, we get their hearing checked,
right.
those types of things. So these are things that you see. Avoidance, you know, I want you to read to me, but I'm avoiding, you know,
right.
the,
actually
looking
reading.
At the text mm-hmm. or right. the actual reading experience, even crying or having meltdowns. One of the biggest factors that we see is school fatigue. They go mm-hmm. to school and they come home and they just sleep, okay?
They're just exhausted.
They're extremely exhausted yeah. because their brain has to work 6 times harder than the average brain. Now, that doesn't mean most kindergartners are going to come in because it's their first
right.
year.
Right. right.
You
they're
know,
not used
that long
to that.
Of a day. They're not used to that.
yeah.
But through the year, they kind of adapt. And if they're just coming in completely exhausted and, they, you know, we're in first grade, we're in second grade, and we're still completely exhausted after 6 or 9 weeks of school, that's an issue. That's
Absolutely.
An issue you need to identify. Where is that exhaustion coming from? Is their brain having to do it? Meltdowns, having, you know, these types of things. So
right.
these are all times.
Sometimes behavior, sometimes misbehavior
oh, very much so.
Can very much be a sign and a symptom that needs to be looked into.
Very much right. so. Yeah. Dr. Stuart Avalon says it is skill, not wheels. So a child mm-hmm. doesn't want to be bad.
Right.
They act out in order to do some avoidance of
right.
what they're trying to be forced to do that they
right.
can't do.
And sometimes parents scratch their head because they'll say, well, he or she's wonderful at home. They're
right.
a good kid.
Right.
What's going on?
Yeah. I can't tell you the number of times I have heard, well, my child made a 99 on the STAR test, so my child cannot be dyslexic.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like one of those things that is such a fallacy, you know, that there's like, they score really high on the LEAP test. They score really high on, you know, how can they be dyslexic?
Right.
And there's this misnomer that a child has to be stupid or struggling so, you know, far below their peers. And that's not the truth. And that's where a lot of the mind shame comes in, is that they look at everybody else and they're not working near as hard, mm-hmm. especially some of these older students that I see. It's they have been working hard for so many years and they've watched their classmates. One little girl who was our student of the year last year, Sarah, she watched her classmates and she was in high school before her mom brought her to Learning Rx.
Right.
But she every year she watched everybody else was doing it easy. And it was taking her 6 to 9 hours
wow.
of doing something that took everybody else a half hour to an
Can
hour.
Can you imagine how exhausting the
she
school
was,
day
was never
and
sleeping.
Then homework
yeah.
Yeah. was.
She was never yeah. sleeping. She was exhausted. She was running just on fumes, you know, constantly through the school year and being so frustrated. And so just to be able to breathe was such a life change for her.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this assessment that we're talking about, and by the way, folks, 797-8523, 318-797-8523.
And you don't have to be local to take the assessment.
No.
Right. Yeah,
you can
take it from anywhere.
You can be anywhere
yeah.
in the world.
That's right.
Any,
yeah.
You know. But when you're going to get that special prize, $179, and that's about half price of,
right
you know,
at.
You're getting a deep discount here. You need to mention, you know, I want that $179 because, you know, that'll cue, hey, we heard this on Strategies for Living.
That's right.
But that assessment, the part of the information that you get, will you be able to pick up if these neurodivergent things that we're talking about?
So
here.
It's yeah. typical that you can see where children are struggling with attention because there's an attention measure on the test.
Right.
And it's typical that you can see the cognitive skills that are associated with dyslexia,
okay.
the cognitive skills associated with dyscalculia, dysgraphia.
Right.
It's tougher to do that for autism. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, because this is not an autism test.
Right.
And autism is a very neurodivergent experience.
Right.
And there's lots of neurodivergency in autism because it's a large spectrum. Just like ADHD.
There's
nine types of dyslexia.
Sure.
There's, you know, seven types. So you can get into all of the different types of that, but you can see where the cognitive weaknesses are. My job really is not to label a child.
Your job is to help zero in on where the weakness is
exactly.
and build the strength.
Yeah.
There.
I mean, when I was in the public school system as a dyslexia specialist, my job was to determine, yes, this child had, you know, dyslexia, needed to be in a, you know, dyslexia intervention at the school. But my job at LearningRx is really to identify the underlying cognitive skills associated with these things mm-hmm. and then be able to help the child learn to learn.
Right.
So you're getting straight to the root.
Get straight to that root.
Yeah.
Don't play around with it. Just get straight to the root. Not tutoring.
Right.
Changing the way that the brain processes information.
Some people, and you know this as well as I, that some people say, oh, LearningRx, they're tutors. Not tutors at all. I mean, in the same general area, but so different in so many areas.
Better because tutoring basically is designed to reteach content that the child was unable to receive. And here, the reality is, if your child or yourself mm-hmm. are receiving, you're struggling year after year in math, year after year in, you know, comprehension issues in school. You're having a hard time year after year, and you're having to pay a tutor every year. Something is bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a bigger problem. So
content.
You should not be seeing a tutor or going to a Kumon or going to, not against Kumon. I love Kumon. Okay.
Right.
I'm just saying you should not be having to do these things year after year after year after year. Because if you are doing this year after year after year, and
that shows
there's another issue going on. You should not be having a tutor year after year. You need to address that first.
And LearningRx can help you address that. It all starts by picking up the phone, calling 318-797-8523. This is LearningRx of Shreveport's 17th anniversary.
The best in the world.
Best in the world, yes. LearningRx, right here in Shreveport. Thanks to our life strategist, Denisa Walker, and her entire crew. We'll be back. More strategies with Denisa in just a moment.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Denisa Walker from LearningRx, Shreveport, 318-797-8523. 17th anniversary. LearningRx is celebrating here in the community with us. It's actually been a little bit more than that. But here's the thing. The party's happening, and that includes gifts for all of us. So
that's right.
if you want to take advantage of getting half off, almost half off, on the fantastic assessment given by LearningRx. Now, this is the assessment, and you can take it. You can come in person and take it, or you can sign up and take it.
From wherever you are.
So there's three different ways. You can take it in person, one-to-one. You can take it virtually, one-to-one. Or you can even take it digitally. So a lot of people who are adults want to take it in that 35-minute digital format. And they get, you know, kind of instant results. And so that's great. That's a great tool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the training can be delivered the same way. We have lots of clients down in New Orleans and, you know, different places like that mm-hmm. that want to, you know, embrace this. So you can receive training anywhere.
Right.
And you can receive that. And one of the things that I love about the training is that it's game-like. I mean, mm-hmm. that's one of the things that it's
so you're playing. It feels like playing, huh?
Oh, my word. Yes, it is playing. It's just games. Yes. I mean, I love training as a trainer because every single session is different. You never have the same session over and over. Everyone's different.
Yes.
And what you do is so invigorating to your brain because you're zoning in on where your weaknesses are.
You were talking about that weariness earlier. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what difference, when you come to Learning RX and you're learning, they're sneaking up on you, sneaking up on your brain.
We're not just doing homework and we're not doing drills. We're actually playing games. So, mm-hmm. I mean, most of us like tic-tac-toe. Tic-tac-toe is kind of a fun game. So we play tic-tac-toe mental with tic-tac-toe. Math. Mental tic-tac-toe. You know this, don't you, girl?
I've had to play that a few
we play
times.
Some mental tic-tac-toe. So it works on your memory. So it works on your math. So it works on your reading.
I can't get him to do it.
Well, we're going to have to trip him up, right? Sneak up on him. Yeah.
Sneak up and tie me up and make me, right?
That's a fun thing. Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Do you know how many times she's shaken that presidential...
The president sheet.
You know how many times I've had that shaken at me?
We need to give her the new one with the new presidents on it, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's been a minute since she's been there, Lauren did this a few years ago, so she understands as an adult, right?
Absolutely,
So as an adult, it makes a big difference.
I was in my master's program.
You were in graduate school.
Just started my master's program,
And what difference did it make for you?
Oh, my gosh, it made a huge difference. I was late diagnosed ADHD.
Right.
And so I got on meds, stimulants in college, and that really helped. And so by the time I met Denise, I this was cool. I want to try this. And so I did some brain training, and I no longer take ADHD meds.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have to take them anymore because of what...
The change in my brain.
Yeah. And me learning to understand...
Now, that's an individual decision that everybody's going to make.
Yeah,
but for you...
I'm not guaranteeing it, but that was the difference it made for me. Learning how my brain works and how I can adapt, you know, and learn to learn. Mm-hmm. Through the
embrace
the skills
your own
that
challenges, embrace your ups and your downs. Yeah. You know, that's the whole thing. Is that you know, like I said, some older gentlemen that I work with, and learning that. You know, you can do great logic and reasoning skills, but your inductive reasoning is weaker than your deductive reasoning.
Right.
So you need to embrace it. Changes your life because it affects. I laugh about this because this one young man. He's probably a little older than you, but, you know, young.
Young. Anyway, yeah, very young.
The closer I get there, the younger it is. But the point of it is, his wife actually said, the comment was, when I come home at night, he remembers to turn the lamps on.
Yes.
Changed their marriage. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just the small little things, the details that he was... oblivious to. And just through brain training, she started noticing that he was now fine-tuning into those things. Now, it doesn't happen that way for everybody.
Right.
No.
That's what makes it so unique is because each learner does something different.
Let's talk about the range. Okay. So you work with children as young as?
Four
years old. Mm-hmm. And you work with
as old as?
More mature individuals as old as?
Well, the oldest I've had is 102.
Whoa.
I say 104 teasingly, but 102, 102, which was a blessing. And she's still... occasionally will call in and say she's ready for another booster.
A little tune-up, right?
Yeah, she lives down in New Orleans, and she virtually trains and loves it.
I love it.
So she's great. Yeah. Right now in the center, coming in on a daily basis, my oldest client is 88, and she is a blast. She comes in. Most of my seniors like to come in the daytime when it's a little quieter and the kids are at school. Not this sweet lady. This sweet lady, she busts a move and
she wants to be
in
the
middle
of
everybody else.
Yeah.
There you go. She's absolutely precious. So I love having clients of all ages come in, and it's so invigorating to me to see people embracing. Pam Bird's one of my favorites because she gave me a little plaque and it says, "Live life in full bloom." And that's exactly what I'm watching these super agers do, because if you make it past 80 and you're still learning and you're not facing, you know, major dementia issues, you're considered a super ager, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I love these super agers that are coming in and embracing the fact that I don't have to settle for losing a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. I can enhance. Yeah. I can keep growing. I can keep learning. And I love that because that gives light to life.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, and it's what we can do. We know that our brain doesn't stop.
But when you have a program so elegant and so exciting as what's available at LearningRx, it makes it that much easier for any age. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we all enjoy playing, right? And so if you like to play,
exactly.
You're going to love LearningRx.
That's it. Yeah, if you like to play games, you're going to learn. Yeah, you're going to learn to learn. I think sometimes the hardest part is just getting ourselves into the habit of doing that. Because I have had students and children who, some teenagers, like, I just don't want to go. Well, I get it. It's because you're in your habit and you don't want to. But once you embrace that, it's such an uplift.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. The assessment process, which is the way everything starts, is right now half off, almost half off. 170, it's the 17th anniversary of the number one LearningRx in the world. It's right here in Shreveport. And so to celebrate that 17th anniversary, $179, that's about half off of the assessment value. And so you'll know exactly where you're at brain-wise. And then you'll sit down and you'll have a talk with Denisa, and she will tell you and lay out for you. Here's the places that you could stand a little help. If you want to come, here's what we can do. If not, you've got information that is going to be so valuable to you. 318-797-8523. Write that in the dust of your dashboard. 318-797-8523. LearningRx of Shreveport, Bossier City, 17th anniversary. Denisa Walker, got a call. Make this happen. We'll be right back. More strategies for living in just a moment. Welcome back in. Welcome back in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Denisa Walker, David McMillan. 318-797-8523. That's the number you call. That makes everything start to happen for you. Or your child, or your grandchild. I mean, you have a lot of grandparents that do this for their grandchildren. And so, you know.
And with their grandkids.
And with the grandkids.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you want to leave? You got about a minute here. What do you want to leave us with? You always bring so much to the table,
I
Denisa.
Think you should just not settle for where you are in your brain. You should always want to grow more and learn more, and you always can.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, what your neurodiversity is. You actually can change anything you want to change.
Change your brain and change your life.
That's it.
Yep.
Neuroplasticity.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we were talking about the younger. We're talking about the older. A lot of people my age and beyond are scared to death of, I'm going to lose it. You know what?
You don't have to.
That's right.
You can do something about it.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so pick up the phone, 318-797-8523. 17 years, Denisa Walker.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all that you have done for and are doing and continue to do for our community.
I teasingly call you the brains behind the brains, but you're also the heart.
Yeah. Aww.
You're the heart and the brains.
Thank you. You're going to make me cry right here on the radio.
Well,
we'll give you some tissue.
Yeah.
318-797-8523, LearningRx of Shreveport. Got to call them. Folks, thank you. Appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for a Living. And we appreciate our wonderful sponsors who make it all possible. LearningRx, the Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Denisa Walker, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.